Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. One thing that we thank God once again for everything that God has done for us and the peace that he's giving to us, and we want to praise him. As I said earlier, I sent emails out to everybody with KESK Radio Station that we were going to go to a new program concept time. We wanted to got a program we're introducing, and it's going to be for 1 hour, and I'm asking everybody on the radio station be a part of it. What is happening is this, is that God is having mercy on what we're doing. And I just said, well, Lord, show me the way. When I found out and discovered this, can we talk, that emphasized more into my spirit. And I said, well, Lord, but I got some people. God says, can we talk? I remember reading the book where it says, come, let us reason together. Reason together in the book of Isaiah. I said, well, Lord, I need you. He showed me. And what I've done is I've asked the different people. I've sent out an email to everybody, letting it be known what's happening. I pray that everybody will be a part of what we do. Can we talk? We have a host for each night. And tonight's host, Brother Otis Harris, he should be on very shortly. And as soon as he come on, we want to talk about the different issues that are going on in our churches, the different issues going around our ministers, the different issues. Because some of the people that we're living in today and time, we need to help one another. The Bible told us to come together. And as we come together as one, it behooves us to be a firm part of one thing. And in addition to that, it gives us time to meditate, to think of what God is saying, to do what God is saying. And there are many changes that are going on, as I've said many times in discussion. What we used to do 5, 10, 18 years ago don't reflect what God, what the world is doing, but God's word remained the same. So we're believing what God is saying to us and believe what God is saying to us. And one of the things I take a note on is this. And when I looked at the scripture, Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, Lord, consider my troubles from those. See, there are a lot of people that hate all of us, and they're out in the world. The world don't love every Christian. The world doesn't love the blood that's on the believer. What the world wants to move you to a place of damnation. They don't want to love you. They want to hate you. And one thing I will say, I don't have a fight. My fight is not in it. It's a fight of faith. We have faith to move mountains. We can use faith. As I've said, many people since I've been on radio station, many people have gotten healed. And I got the reports. They've been healed of cancer. Many people have been healed of lung cancer, of kidneys. Everything that God is doing, God can do it. Now, what we have to do is we have to let him come in and use our spirit and witness to him. Brother Otis, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Likewise. Okay, go right ahead and get started. God bless you. Go ahead and get started.
Oh, yeah. I just thank God for another day. I thank God for his blessings. And what happened, I just want to just let everybody know that, that he's a good God. And, you know, and I just thank God for can we talk? And I tell you, it's just been a blessing. It's been a blessing to me, Dr. Hunter, and who else is on the line. I just tell you just how we can just come in and just let God just use us, and what have you. And I'll be looking forward to, 7:30. And I said, well, Lord, just... and I even got my timer, sitting on my phone, where we can just come in and just express ourselves. And, it's not all about, it's not all about the faith that we, everybody's in, and it's all about just Jesus, it's just all about Jesus and how we can all come together and we can all be on one accord and discuss the word of God. And discuss that's what's going on in the world and what have you. It's just really a blessing. I just want to just thank God. I just want to just let everybody know that no matter the situation, or whatever that God has, you know, if, you know, whatever, you know, what we, if it's any obstacle, you know, whatever, God got our back, you know, and you know, and all mm-hmm. we got to do is just, you just knock at the door. He said, if you knock, you know, if you just knock at the door, you know, he said, all you got to do is knock, you know what I'm saying, and he'll open mm-hmm. it, you know what I'm saying, if you seek me, you know what I'm saying, and what have you. And you know, and it's not really hard to do, doc, to my family and friends, to Christians and friends, saints and friends. It's just not really hard to do. It's just that all he, you know, he don't ask us to do a whole lot. He just asks us to come in and just do the things, you know, just to keep us strong, you know, to keep us, you know, and keep us, you know, whatever it takes for us to, you know, the strength, you know, all we got to do is ask him, you know, Lord, just give me the strength, you know, to endure. You know, to overcome my trials, my tribulations, or whatever. So he's just a good God. And I just wanted, he's just a good God. And I tell you, on last night, the lady, I didn't get her name, but how she came in and just spread the word of God. How she just, you know, she just came in and fell in place. Is what I'm saying. You know, the Bible, you know, she just fell in place. She just came in. She just, just came in and taught the word and gave us a good teaching, you know, on the word of God and, you know, mm-hmm. and things and what have you. And this is what God, and this is what, you know, when we can all just, you know, all come together and, you know, and just get the understanding, the knowledge, the wisdom. So we have to ask God, you know, to give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And then we got to give him understanding to our word. You know what I'm saying? We got to ask, you know, these things in order for us in our everyday walk, you know what I'm saying, and what have you. And it's when God can put people on, can we talk, and just come in. And just come in and then really just kind of showed out. She showed out last night. Sister Roberta, she came in and she put her enlightenment on the word. And it's just a blessing when we all can just sit and just listen. We all just take, you know, we just all on one accord and what have you, and just let God use us as He wants us to use us. You know what I'm saying? So I just thank mm-hmm. God. That was just my expressions to let everybody know that, you know. You know, just know what, you know, just hold on to His hand. You know, just hold on to God's unchanging hand and don't let go. And you know what? We have to continue to, you know, to look to the hills. You know, we have to look to the hills while help coming from Him, Lord Jesus. And we just gotta do is just keep asking Him and just believing, you know, and just trusting Him and just have the faith. And the only way that we're gonna have faith is that when He takes us through and when He put us on a faith walk. You know what I'm saying? If we don't have no experience, and if you ain't never been through nothing, then you can't tell me nothing. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I want somebody that's been through the trials and been through the tribulation, that's been through the storm, that's going through, and I want testimonies. You know, this is what it's all about. Give our testimonies, you know, and what have you, because these are our testimonies. A testimony is just to tell the goodness of God. It's just to help. You know, help the individual, because whoever you tell that testimony to, somebody might be going through it or went through it or whatever, and then that way that testimony can come through and lift them up and let them know to get them back on the right track. So I just thank God for the word. Yeah. I just thank God for just the time, just to, you know, and I can let, you know, you can let, you know, whoever else want to just come in and share and what have you and give the word of God. It's all open on Can We Talk right now.
Amen. Amen. Well, one thing I would say, as a young lady that you used last night, was a great woman of God. And I thank God for her. We call her a royal princess, a reverend, a royal princess. And she is a dynamic woman. She's on the line with us. I'm not going to put her, but she's a woman that I thank God has used beyond our understanding. And one thing I would say, she's a woman of God.
Yes,
she believes.
She's a woman of God.
She believes.
Yes, Lord.
She's a woman of God.
Lord.
And I thank God for her. And have another brother on the line with us. I thank God for him. He's a great preacher. Preacher William Irvin, are you there?
Well, I could be, I guess. How you doing tonight?
I'm blessed. Amen. We're talking about things. We sent an email to everybody. We done changed the program because we want to see. We got some issues, and you and I both have talked constantly. We got some issues in America. We got to get resolved. We got some hate.
Yes.
It's bad. It's bad in America. We got some people rising up the thing we saw this weekend was tantamount to why we as Christians mm-hmm. got to believe more. Help me out, Pastor William. Help me out, Pastor William.
You're right. The stuff that's going on, I mean, today I was just kind of talking to the Lord about that. I said, you know, we're seeing the world just unraveling. It's not just here in the United States. We're seeing
it
in Venezuela. We're seeing it in Germany and France. We're seeing it in Italy.
Yeah.
We're seeing it in Spain.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just a common thread. You know, we know it's the devil
mm-hmm.
that's causing a lot of this. But you know, a lot of it in retrospect is we can actually take it right back to two generations, three generations of families where it's deteriorated,
yeah.
where we're walking away from the churches and back in the 60s when it was free love, rock and roll, and drugs, you know.
Yes.
And we can go back, you know, and go all the way back to that's when Saul Alinsky that's what's happening. They're tearing down which God had ordained this United States to be a Christian nation. And that's all against it. It's against that with all the liberal stuff that's going on, you know, and it's we got a lot of people who are not believers in Christ. We got they're actually fueling it because they have the finances where they can hire these people. You know, that thing
Amen.
In Virginia, a lot of that came in Virginia. They were hired to go in there and create chaos and stuff. It wasn't just local people. It was outsiders that came in. And we're seeing that in everywhere. We're seeing it in Minneapolis. We've seen it back during the riots that were going on prior to that. You know, we know that the killing of blacks and the killing of innocent people and stuff that we know that's not right. We know it's wrong. And yet at the same time, they brought outsiders in there to instigate, to keep the thing going. And that's all, that's not, none of that is of God.
Yeah.
Because if it was the God and of love, then there would be a piece of that of understanding. Yeah, there'd be regrets, there'd be anger, there'd be frustration.
Yes, sir.
But we don't, like God says, we're not to sit there and trade evil for evil. It doesn't matter, you know. That's one thing we're not to do. We're supposed to pray for those that are lost. We're supposed to pray for them. The church I was at the other night, there's a young man, he's been to North Korea.
Yeah.
And yet all the stuff that was going on with the rhetoric that was going on, I got to say is that Trump stood up to that Kim. Because he backed down from wanting to send any missiles in any direction. He literally backed down. So that's a good thing. When you stand up to a bully, they back away. They run away. And that's a good thing. I mean, yeah, there's strong rhetoric. There's strong language. There's strong words. And sometimes that's what it's needed, you know, to stand up to the bullies of the world. And it makes no difference. You know, God anoints and puts people in high places and puts them in offices, and it is God's sword that swings both ways. You know,
yes,
He anoints those
You're
to
right.
come one way or the other. He uses that sword. He uses people just as he used Moses and as he used Pharaoh. You know, God turned the head. God swung the sword. It wasn't wasn't Moses. It wasn't the Pharaoh. It was God who swung the sword. And that we got to come to the understanding and that realization of what it is, that this is what this is God's doing. And he said there was all these troubles, this pestilence. In fact, I just posted something right now in Arizona. The fleas, they're finding fleas in Arizona that are carrying the, what the heck is this? The Black Death, doggone, it's a disease that back in the 1800s were killed. Yeah, it's the Black Plague. bubonic plague. They're finding that there's fleas right now in Arizona that are carrying the bubonic plague. You know, even God sat there and said that these days will be upon us. There'll be the diseases. There'll be what we thought at one time we had eradicated. We didn't eradicate anything, you know. And as long as we continue to operate in the flesh and not in the spirit, you know, when we begin, in fact, my sermon tonight was basically going to be on that anyhow. You know, did we build have we all built a stone temple like Solomon? You know, we are the body of Christ, and we are the temple of Christ. And yet so many times we've hardened our hearts against the homeless. We've hardened our hearts against the color of someone's skin. We've hardened our hearts against the truth and the reality of what's going on in the world, and we shut ourselves up and we're afraid to speak out. You know, we're afraid to say things, we're afraid to do things, and what's happening? We're watching the world deteriorate. But if we stood up and we'd be bold and begin to speak against it and start praying against it and asking God to intervene and become bold in the spirit and walk in the spirit, you know, world would be a different place to live. This nation would be a different nation. We wouldn't have kids out there running the streets and that are doing the drugs, and we wouldn't have the kids out there that are defacing the monuments. I don't care if it's Confederate monuments. I don't care what monument it is. It doesn't make any difference. This was our history, and we can't erase history, because when we erase history, then we lose sight. Sir. We lose sight of where we've been and where we are at now and where we are going. We lost sight of that when you start erasing history, because we have no benchmarks. We have nothing to rely on. And this generation that's coming up, that's destroying all this stuff, they're destroying history, because what's going to happen is they are going to fall into that trap. They're going to fall into that great lie. They're going to fall into, and it takes us. It takes the Christian nation. It takes the individual to begin to speak out and begin to preach. Like I said, have we begin to build stone temples? Have we begin to build these stone temples in our own souls against what's going on in the world in the body of Christ? Yes, we are supposed to stand firm. We are supposed to be able to speak against these things boldly, but to raise a hand and like I said, to trade evil for evil. God says we're not to do that. He says we're to love our enemies. And when we start loving our enemies, what enemies do we have left?
Amen.
When we start to love our enemies, who will be our enemy?
That's right.
That's right. Exactly. And it doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter. You know, we got all these that are bringing this race issue in whatever else in one direction or another, and pitting one race against another, pitting one leadership against another. All these things that is going on in the world. None of that's up to us. And it's a time the church sits there and recognizes it, and they begin to unite and begin to stand against it and begin to pray against it. You know, when we begin to pray to the Lord, God sits there and he says, I will hear your prayers. But, you know, if we have a stone temple, how is he going to hear our prayers? Because we're not operating in the covenant of God.
Well, let me ask you one question.
Go ahead.
Well, now we know, and you and I know, what the world needs to know. God has no color. God is spirit. And can't nobody put, even Jesus, nobody don't know the color of Jesus. Nobody can put a color on Jesus. Even though he came from a particular area, we don't know if he had nappy hair, curly hair, had black skin, white skin, yellow skin. We just don't know. So, what the purpose of we're doing is to reach down and tell the untold. And I've asked everybody on the radio station to be a part of it. And Dr. Newsom was on a few minutes ago but I guess he chose to get off. I want to say this to everybody that I love. No matter what we're going through right now, it is determined to us, the believers, because the enemy doesn't love us anymore. He hates us because we stand for the truth. It don't make a difference. He's going to fight us tooth and nail. Esther, are you on? Hello?
Yo, Dr. Hunter, if I can answer that one question for you, when we talk about we don't know what color Jesus is, we do know, we do understand. He is the light of the world, and if he's in us, we're the light of the world, and we need to begin to shine.
We need to begin to shine.
Yes, sir. I like that.
You caught on to what I was doing. It was a setup, but you caught on to it.
I love you, brother.
I love you too, brother. That's what I'm talking about. Can we talk? Anybody else? Amen. Can we talk? Can we talk? Anybody? The line is open to us. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just want to ask one question.
Yes,
brother,
ma'am. Yes,
brother
ma'am.
Asked about the history. He said, "Is our history and these statues mean these statues shouldn't be being torn down?" And what history? All the history that came from the revolution, from the Nazis, from came from Hitler. That's Hitler's history.
Yes.
Hitler.
Yes,
and there was
yes,
nothing
Lord.
Good about Hitler for Robert E.
That's
Lee
right.
and all of them to
right. Come on.
For us to have statues of them. What good history? What history?
Yes.
Our history is that we built this country. Do we get recognized
yes,
for
Lord.
It?
Yes,
that's
Lord.
Our
yes,
history.
Lord. Thank you.
Our history that we was brought here forced to come. Is that history is a lot. There's a lot about history, but to erect a statue of hate, of people who represented hate, who didn't want us to have freedom, is not. That's not. Yeah, that was history. It's history that the Jews killed Christ, but they deny it. They don't want that history repeated. They don't want that history proclaimed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fact.
That's right. That's right.
Speak, mother. Speak, sister. Speak. Yes,
ma'am. So, you know, this is what I listen to a lot of these shows. The Klansmen and the haters are calling in, talking about they have a right to these here statues, that these statues is their history. Well, if your history is of hate, that is your history. And that's what Robert E. Lee and them stood for. They stood for hate. Now, erect the ones of the ones who fought against slavery. Erect the ones of them. That's history. That was they were trying to do a decent thing, a good thing. Yes.
Yes,
it's history that the world and to say this country was built on a Christian, that still gets me. That gets my claw. Because it ain't true. Evil. These people that came here were evil. Yes. Some good has come out of the evil, praise be to God, and God did have the people who wrote the Constitution after it was revised, not the first one, after it was revised.
Come on, baby.
Praise
come on.
God. So let's talk about true history. Let's talk about real, because the Jews don't like for people to quote that they killed Jesus, but the Jews killed Jesus. At the request, Romans killed Jesus at the request of the Jews. And if you shall forever remember, who do you want to set free, Barabbas or Jesus? And they cried for Barabbas. And that's the same thing going on with Trump. As you know, Trump did come out against that, who's kicking and screaming, not pleasantly. And the evangelicals last night, if you was on the show, on the radio, you would have heard me asking all you evangelicals out there, because evangelicals is who put Trump in. Evangelicals stand for evangelicals. They say they are of God, but they stand for evil. They stand for the same thing that the Pharisees and the scribes stood for.
Yes. Thank you. Come on. Come on, mother. Come on, sister.
I like truth. I don't like, I'm not, praise be to God, I still got my functions of brain, and I remember truth.
Yes, ma'am.
And,
yes, ma'am.
And ain't nothing
yes,
good about evil.
That's
but,
right. Yes, ma'am.
But it is
right.
necessary. I do give God all the praise. It's necessary. Trump is necessary. And it was most necessary for the evangelicals to put Trump in, to show the
yes,
real
ma'am.
True hatred that's in their heart. They talk about
yes,
love,
ma'am.
But they ain't never meant love. They have always,
yes,
they spoke with fart tongues.
Yes, ma'am.
Deception
yes, ma'am.
And lies.
Yes, ma'am.
The churches have been separated all these years. One or two
yes,
blacks.
Ma'am.
I've been one or two blacks in most white churches. You know, but the, it ain't, and it ain't had nothing to do with love. It had to do
yes,
with the fact they think that for some dumb reason, the devil has fooled them to make them think that they're superior. How can stinking, rotten, flesh and blood be superior to another set of stinking, rotten, flesh and blood? We all came from dirt, and we are all going back to dirt. That's what the word says. So I love
yes,
it.
Ma'am.
I love history. We want to talk about history, and they resent the fact that they promised us our 40 acres and our mule, and we don't have it. We didn't get it. So, yes. Give me history. I love history. But to want
yes,
to keep these here statues of evil, I don't care myself personally. Because God likes, I like people to be true they are. I like the fact that
yes,
he's a very truthful person, that he tells the lies when it's convenient and tells the truth when God makes him tell it. That he is a hater. And I'm praying for him every day because, oh, how the mighty shall fall.
Yes, 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 yes. Spiritual wisdom
amen.
In high places. Come on. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We got a little face on the radio here with us. You have something you want to talk about? Can we talk? Amen. Amen. Well, one thing I will say to all of us that are listening in, this is why we are into the body of Christ. There are going to be some that knowledge is most knowledge, understanding, and wisdom are the three keys that we need to move forward and what we're going to do God's work. Now, I got a chance to listen to another radio program that come on Manifest, and I was curious. He told us why Trump won. Because there were a lot of people that were put down back in the day. He went back to the day of Maccabee and all of them back there, and he gave us a full wrap of it. I'm trying to cut through the chase. He pointed that some of the people, the Jews, the Israelis, were not going to go through what the Romans had put them through. They kept putting them down, doing this and doing that. And so he said, what happened? He said, a lot of people, it looked like everything was going the Democrats' way. And it did look that way. And I went back and I searched and I researched. And that's why I said, well, Lord, we need to get this program, Can We Talk? When I found out, it wasn't the white man, it wasn't the black man. It was the men, the people who were sick and tired of being stepped on, put down, no job, no this, no that. They were tired. And all of us on the radio tonight, we were tired. We were tired.
Yes,
well, we were Republican and Democrat. We were tired. And when you go
yes,
back
sir.
And do your biblical history and search it, God has a word in there. God just threw
yes,
it back
sir.
And say, his word stands firm. And when they say,
yes,
oh,
sir.
My God. Oh, my God. And I did the research. Now, Maccabees was a man of that hour. And also, when we look back on what God has done in us, God has brought this nation that we now live in. My skin is black, but when I bleed, it's red. And everybody that bleed is red. So I tell a person, I don't care what color you are my brother. It's like when I met Brother Irving. I was at a pancake place out there. Never shall forget it. He walked up to me and said, "Can I pray with you?" And I said, "I said, Lord." He said, "Yeah, pray together. That's your brother." We prayed together. We've been in love ever since with the body of Christ. I thank God for him. He's a man that travels around the world. We got a lady that be on the radio. She's been around. She's been pastors. I'm at 4 or 5 different churches. We got Brother Otis. He's our new brother. We got some more people on the radio. It's all about it. We say in the word, say, "Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Well, have mercy on me." He said, "You lifted me from the gates of death. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me." See, many times in my life, I've seen where I've come on the phone, the kitchen. I've come into a place where I didn't have no way out but God. Nobody but God. And I shared it. I'm gonna let somebody talk. One thing I found out when I was a young man, I had a 1969 Pontiac. It was a Le Mans. It was where you sit and swing out in the right and sit. There was a Le Mans Pontiac. My mother called me from Bryan, Texas. She said, "Willie, your sister's down there on the street. She's out there prostituting her body." Hear me what I'm going to do, Trump. Prostituting her body. Now, prostituting her body means she was going out for money. But she had some men she had to respond to with her money. And as I listened, I went over there, and I saw her. All of a sudden, 3 men came, and they put me on the back of the vehicle, a 69 Le Mans. And they said, "We're going to kill you." And all of a sudden, in my spirit, rose up these words, "You can't kill a dead man. I'm already dead." And they started running for me. And I said, "Whoa, my God." And what it was, the spirit of the Lord was upon me. And he took out running. One of them I know, he's a retired police officer. He said, "Man, what happened to you that night?" He told me if he repented, the woman. And now my sister, she's a great evangelist. She's a great evangelist. She always called me brother. She said, "Brother, I love you and I thank God for you." See, but sometimes you're going to have to risk your life to go get somebody out of that dung heap and pull them out. Mm-hmm. Am I saying no? Mm-hmm. I'm rejoicing. Mm-hmm. I'm rejoicing. We came from the same womb, my sister and I. I'm rejoicing. And that's what I want us to rejoice. We coming from the same spiritual womb. God loves us. He loves us. Can we talk? Can we talk?
Thank you, Jesus.
The line's open. Praise God. The line's open. Amen. Amen. Can we talk? Somebody. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Can we talk?
Thank you, Jesus.
Many issues are going on right now in our lives. Many things are going on right now. We don't know what's going on with Korea. We don't know what they say he's a coward. He done backed out. He ain't backed out. Don't you fool yourself. That man
no,
is taking another plan. No, he ain't backed out.
That's right. No, he haven't. He ain't. No, he haven't.
And don't you think Russia done backed out? This America is a place that a lot of people that would love to have it. Why? Because of our richness, our resources, our faith. And the devil has said, if I can just give them to do one thing, then now that they love Jesus, I got them. That's all he wants to do. I'm not going to deny Jesus. I'm not going to deny him. And I always say to some people, you know, if you're going to keep your mouth shut, don't open it. Hello, somebody out there.
Hello,
somebody. How much on me?
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
That's right, Reverend Hunter. That's true. If you go, don't say nothing. Listen, we don't know. This world is so busy today. God will not stand in the way of confusion. He's not going to let things happen. We just got to trust him. We got to have faith to believe he's going to bring us through this. I know Trump is not God.
That's
right. He's in a high above looking down right now. You know, he's not going
right
to go through nothing right now.
Right.
Every minute,
right.
every
That's
second,
right.
God is with us, and he knows what we need to go through. And in the Bible, he said we're going to have wars. And rumors of war.
Yeah.
And
you
rumors
don't
of war. Yes,
don't
that's what
don't.
He made nation. Yes, that's what he made nation. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
And you can
yes.
tell
Lord,
we can't trust in Trump. We got to trust in
that's
God.
Right.
We got
sure
to
will.
Let him be our guide and leader
right.
and see the light.
That's
we
right.
are the Christians that standing there.
Right.
And we know that God is going to bring us through if we just
yes.
We got to believe
him.
In our heart and our mind
Lord.
And our
yeah,
soul
yeah,
and say, God,
yeah,
you never leave
yeah,
us nor
yeah.
forsaken.
Thank you, Lord.
That he never leave us.
I know now, Lord, he won't.
That's right.
I know he won't.
That's right.
I mean, well, Obama been in there. He made it through, and I thought somebody in the Middle East would have knocked him off a long time ago. But he made
yes,
it.
Yes, Lord, but he made it. But he made it.
He got
it. Made it.
But he made
he didn't know God
right.
when he got in there. Obama didn't know nothing about no God when he got in office. He
that's
started
right.
learning
that's right.
God.
He know now. He know now.
He know,
he know now.
Now. He know what God
yeah,
is doing. And that's what we all have to know.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Know
he know
now.
Know.
You
know
now
God.
How to pray and everything
yes,
else. I
yes,
mean, you know,
yes, Lord.
People
yes,
got
Lord.
To realize that.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
Right. He's a
yes,
prayer
Lord.
Warrior, and this is what
yeah,
it's all about. Yeah, you
yes,
got to wake
Lord.
Up with him. You got to pray seven
yes,
times a day.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And
yes, Lord.
Sure you cleanse
yes,
your mind,
yes,
your
Lord.
Body,
yes,
and say, Lord, here
yes,
I am.
Lord.
I open up my heart, my mind, my nostrils, my everything. I give it to you, Lord. I give it to
that's
you.
Right.
And Trump is not the, he's not, you know, he don't, he, you know, he can't run nothing. I mean, hey, God get ready. He going to step in there just like David said. Oh, well, he didn't worry about that big giant, did he?
Yeah.
He didn't worry about
yes,
the
no,
giant.
No,
hey.
Man. No, man.
This giant
no,
getting
man.
Ready
to kill
David.
Come on,
sir. No, no, no.
Amen.
Oh, but there are joints in our life. Who do we go through? Who do we reach for?
Right.
God.
That's
God
right.
is the Father and
right.
the pillar
amen.
Of our faith.
That's
but
right.
we got to
that's
have
right.
faith to believe he's going to bring us through this.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord, I pray
yes,
every day,
yes,
seven times a day,
yes,
Lord, bring me through.
Yes,
whatever
yes,
I'm
bring
going
me through,
through, Lord,
yes,
bring me through.
Yes, bring me through.
I thought
yes,
it was Jesus
Lord.
A long time.
Yes,
oh, yes. Praise the Lord.
And
amen.
He will bring me through. I love hearing you all talk, and it's making me feel like, God, you know, that we don't have to
yes,
worry.
Lord.
I tell my
yes,
husband
Lord.
He watched that television all day long. I said, you don't need to watch that. Watch God. Watch God work. No,
yes,
no, no, no,
God
no, 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 no. Watch God work. And
he's
right.
doing
it.
Yes.
Yes, you
yes,
will.
Yes,
you can sit in that
yes.
television all day long and watch them people talk that stuff. And but God knows. He knows what's coming out of their mind. He knows what's all over them. And he's going to work. He may be
yes.
some ups and some killing, but sometimes people
oh,
have
yes.
to go through.
Yes.
Killing
yes.
in the
Bible.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus. Pharaoh had everything going. Yeah. But what happened?
Yes.
God stepped in.
Yes.
He parted that Red Sea. He said, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So Moses, bring them on and tell them, I am that I am.
Yes.
Who say I am?
Yeah.
I am that
thank
I
you,
am.
Jesus.
And that's what Trump
yes,
will have to if you want to. Wow. I got an, oh, wow, the Holy Spirit is sitting there. And we just got to believe that God's going to bring us through it. I never
come
let one moment
you,
see what Trump is
yes.
doing. Because
right.
I know
you. I'm not worried about
God,
I'm not worried
inside
about
of me, I'm human. And when
yeah,
you're human, you're going to think of a lot of crazy stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But as long
Lord.
As you got
yes.
God inside of you, don't worry.
Yes, Lord.
Don't fret.
Because yes,
he's going to bring
you
through it.
Thank you,
I don't worry.
That's right.
I don't worry.
No,
I don't fret.
No.
No, Trump
is not my God. Trump is not my God.
He's not my God.
He's not my God. He's not my God. No, ma'am.
That
yeah, right.
The one that I look to is up above, and I pray to him
yes.
five and six times a day.
Right.
Lord, help me. Bring me. Woo!
Yeah, bring
yes.
me through, Lord.
Yes.
Bring me through,
he'll
Lord.
Bring
you
through.
Yes,
yes, he will.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, he will.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Takes
oh, yes,
anything
Lord.
And let you know who he is. And I know
yes,
he's
Lord.
The God above that looks down. He's not going to stop. Nothing, because he knows what he got to face with people. That's when he makes them in all different colors, all different sizes, all.
That's right.
Preach the word. Preach the word. Have faith to believe that the word is going to stand. Nobody can. He said, not one tittle, not one jot of my word will pass away.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's the word.
Not one.
Amen.
Thank you.
This is the one we believe in. I just wanted to add my little in there and let you know
I trust the true and living God.
Every day.
Amen.
Every day.
Can we talk? Oh, that's what it's all about.
I'm waiting for my gift every minute, every second. I want that gift.
This is where he's supposed to be. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, he's just where he's supposed to be. You need to be just where you're supposed to be.
You're
supposed to
That's right.
The problem with the church today is they don't want to be instructed by the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about some theologian or somebody that can stand up and quote this and quote that. I'm talking about what the Holy Ghost is saying.
Thank you, Lord. I'm looking for the signs, the wonders, the miracles of the early church.
And blind eyes was open and ears was open. That's what my heart is. That's what my heart is. And so in order to see all of this, you must keep your mind clean and clear. Hallelujah, clean. And clear, pure and holy. The past, no sin. God already told us what he did at the Red Sea and what he's done for the people of God. Okay, do you believe that? So if you believe it, your trial is just to make you humble. Just humble. Whatever you're going through right now, it's just another test. Hallelujah. Your health, it's just another test. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I love what Dr. Hunter said when he said a while ago that he said to those men about a dead man. He's dead. You know, in other words, you can't hurt a dead man, huh?
You can't do nothing to him.
That's what he was saying. Let your flesh die. Just die. Back to the flesh. You see yourself in a casket today. The flesh. And just see yourself rising out of that casket in the spirit. Waiting on God to speak to you.
Waiting on God to give you splendor words to teach others.
And last part of what I want to say. This is in my spirit. Yesterday all day, today all day. It's coming from Psalm 34, where it said, Oh, taste. And see that the Lord is good.
That's it.
And when I think about faith, come on, you think about faith. If you didn't have blood, you would know cake from greens. But since you have taste blood, you know the difference. Come on here. So, when the words is tasting him, he told us in the word about it's like sweet honey. Honey from my honeycomb. And you know, that's what I am, y'all. That's the thing that I am. And now listen, don't think that I don't thank God for those that are listening and in history. I just listen. I'm not a historical person. I'm not into the history, but I'm into the anointing. But I thank God for the history. And I want you to understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. And
Hallelujah.
Because I'm ready to negotiate and speak with anybody on any level. Glory to God.
Yes, can we talk?
Can we talk?
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I tell you, we have some of our elder statements to speak tonight. These were in the past 60 years old, and they're out there walking and talking and doing better than some of the young people. That's why I say we got to pray for this generation. Some of these people in this generation, young people don't know. They don't have nothing, as mama, as grandma would say, they don't have a pot nor one to throw out of. So don't come and say you're going to do this.
Oh, my God. It's what people being taught. They have no understanding. Now, what I mean by that, I'm going to call the church name because that's not my job to put notes down, but I was at a church Sunday. And little young creatures, I'm talking about like in their 20s and 30s. I know they've been taught this by somebody else, but I got an attack about the prayer shawl. And this young man wants to say the prayer shawl was demonic. And I say, brother.
Now, wait a minute, say what?
Sister, the prayer shawl you got on you. On you is demonic. I said, brother, I said, you need to come to our Bible school on Thursday and be taught. I said, Jesus wore a prayer shawl. All of his disciples had prayer shawls. I said, but let me tell you something. It's not in his piece of material.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you go to the end of the prayer shawl, I want you to read the word at the end of the prayer shawl. I say, so it's in the word. It's in the word and what it represents. And see, that's what I'm saying. Too many people, they don't understand things. And they make a doctrine out of it. And the young people, we're talking about the young people, they're following their leader. They didn't probably heard their leader say that. See? And so it's hard. And you say, Lord, what do we do? And he said, pray.
Pray?
Pray for.
But it's all about pray for.
Pray for. You know, they don't understand about being a Jew, Judaism. They don't understand none of that. You start trying to tell them about the history and Jews, we all are Jews, and how we are, and you can become a Jew. They don't understand that. They'll say that's for the Jews. You're a Jew too.
But you know what? Amen. You know what I say to everybody? They say Christianity started in America. It started over in the Middle East. It started in a place. It started in the Middle East. I'm from Iraq, around that area. That's where it all started at. Antioch, you find where Paul was in Syria. If you read the Bible, you'll understand it. During that time, how did Jesus Christ come to this earth and walk around and spread the word to all those nations? Now, the question I asked, and the preachers told me, he said, from the age of 18 when he was 12, to 30 years old. That was 18 years. They didn't even know where he was. It's not even mentioned in the Bible. He walked around and was spreading his word, letting people know who he was. So the importance of what these elders are saying is blessing me so I done got happy. What God is doing in this hour, he's using us as light bearers. We're light bearers. And we're shedding light upon the truth. And there are a lot of people that want to hear no truth. And the reason why the young people don't understand, because the young people, because they're saying, shake the money, shake the booty, shake the body, shake. But money is not the key. And that's all they want. If you ain't got something to give God in glory, you ain't giving God nothing. When I learned about that Charlotte, that prophet, Jesus took it and covered his face with it. And he went before God. He told his disciples in the Bible. He taught them how to pray. He said, do it. You should enter into your closet. He was saying the representation of that shawl. He said, put it around you and say, Lord, and you tell God what you want to do. See, God is not hard of hearing. He's not hard of hearing. We've got some people that are hard of listening. People don't want to listen. That's the problem.
Some people,
amen. And they don't want to listen. And I mean, so we just have to pray for these young people. We got to pray for the president. We got to pray for both houses of Congress. We got to pray for both houses of Supreme Court and the governor, the mayor, because we in a problem. Our water's getting low, as Mama would say. It's getting late in the evening.
Late in the evening.
And the sun is going down.
It's going down.
My God,
it's going down.
It's
going down.
That's true. Late in.
Because it's almost midnight and the rapture.
Almost.
It's about to take place. And that's what we need to keep our mind and heart on. It's almost midnight.
Nice.
The rap is about to take place. Midnight. You better get it right.
Better get it right.
Amen.
Better get it right. Now, when you get an opportunity to go to the 20th, when you get out there tonight, take your time and go to the 25th chapter of St. Matthew.
Uh-huh.
You're going to find what Jesus, read the entire chapter.
Uh-huh.
You're going to find what Jesus said. He came with his anger. And he made a statement. He said, and he called on the two classes. Remember those virgins? Five were wise and five were foolish.
Five were wise and five were foolish. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't put no lamp and no oil in the lamp. Yeah.
Oil in the lamp. It ain't time to play. It ain't time to play.
There's no time to play.
And then you give it to us. Almost give it your all.
5 minutes before midnight. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now, Otis, I want you to give me Otis. Give me your all. Give me your all.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Give me your
oh,
all,
yeah.
Otis.
I'm just, yes,
sister,
yes,
sister,
Lord.
Hey, Roy, give me your all. Give me your all, sister. Gavison, give me your all. 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 Pastor William, give me your all.
Yes, Lord.
They said, y'all was turning and telling me to, y'all said, go back to the place. Well, go back to the place where you can get it. The five wives and say no. So if it go back, by the time it was gone, oh my God, he came and they were gone.
Yeah.
And they asked the question, why did you leave us here?
Yes, he did.
No man know the minute of the hour he's gonna come.
No man know the minute of the hour when he comes.
So no, they knew what hour he was gonna come, they wouldn't have left.
My sorry. Well, you know what?
No, we
got about four. We got 4 minutes left. Brother Otis, is your program takeover. We got 4 minutes left. God bless you.
I tell you, I just thank God for the word on this evening. I just thank God
Amen.
For the word on this evening.
Amen.
And I thank God for the sister that came. She's just so enlightened, you know what I'm saying? And I just thank God how she just so, you know, you can just tell the, you know, that when someone is just, you know, you can just tell that they got a walk or they got some life behind them, you know what I'm saying? They got some, she got some life behind her, y'all. Oh, Lord have mercy. Mother, you got some life behind you. I tell you, you really just, God is just,
has.
I tell
I,
you,
just, I
yeah, you got
Lord.
That, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I just tell you, you got some life. You
yeah.
got some life, and I got. And I'm gonna let you know, Mother. You just whatever. So you keep doing. You keep doing
yes.
what God. You can't
I
let
know.
God continue to use you. And
thank
I tell you,
you
when you on here, we just let you. I mean, we can't help it, but you just so good,
yeah.
and you speak so firm.
Yeah.
We just have to just let you have the
yeah.
Mother. And I tell you,
yeah.
just go on and you continue to let God use you.
Yeah,
God is
you.
Really using you. And this is what it's
yeah.
all about. If we all get together and we can all, you know, be on one accord. You
one
know, we
accord.
Ain't no confusion.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody no confusion. And if you get on here and it's kind of like jiggly-wogg, you can just hang up. You know what I'm saying? Because if you hang up, somebody else gonna call. You know what I'm saying? If you hang up, somebody else gonna call. Somebody gonna call. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody gonna call. Somebody gonna call. And I tell you, because it's all about, you know, getting, you know, receiving. You know, sometimes it's good to just sit back and just listen. You know, and listen. And just receive what God has in store for you.
Amen.
And I tell you, the last two nights, God have really, I have really received the word of God, Dr.
Yes.
Hunter.
Yes.
And I just thank God
yes.
for her. I thank God,
yes.
you know, for the ones that's on and what have you, you know, and what have you. I just
yes.
thank God. And I'm just going to end it with a prayer. And I just want to just thank God. We, Lord, first of all, we thank you.
Thank
this evening.
Thank
this is,
you,
this was
you
your day,
Lord.
Lord. This is your day. This is your
thank
day,
Lord
you. Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for can we
oh,
talk on
yes,
this evening,
Lord
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. We thank you,
thank
Jesus, for the lady that's on tonight, Lord, how you just using her, Lord, and how she just
yes.
got that, you know, she just got that life, Lord, and she just got Jesus
yes.
all over her, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
and this
Lord,
is what this
yes,
is what
yes,
this,
yes.
this is what we all about, Lord. This is what it's all about, Lord. And we just ask you, Lord
hallelujah,
Jesus, that
hallelujah.
You know, that we continue to bless the can we talk, Lord Jesus. You know what,
yes,
Lord,
yes.
we asking you, Lord Jesus, you ask you, Lord, you know that
Lord.
You do it, Lord. We blow,
yeah.
we bind the
yes.
devil right now. We plead the blood of Jesus on this,
bind
and
it.
We talk right now.
That
we plead your blood, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
destroy
Lord.
The works of the devil
yes.
right now. The devil,
yes,
you're not
Lord.
Welcome, Lord. You're not welcome
yes,
on this
Lord,
line,
Lord,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
Lord.
You're not welcome on this line. We destroy the works of the devil right
thank
now.
You.
We plead the
thank
blood
you,
of
Lord.
Jesus on this line. Can we talk? Can we talk? And I just thank God. I tell you, I thank you, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, to just look on each and every one, Lord. I ask you, Lord Jesus, on each and everyone that's on tonight, Lord. You know, give them what they need, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, just watch over them as they go throughout the rest of the week, Lord Jesus. Keep them protected, shield around them, Lord. Keep them coming, don't let no hurt or harm come to them, Lord. And just, you know, Lord, and we just thank you right now, Lord. And we give all these blessings in your son, Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And tomorrow night,
hallelujah.
Who's on tomorrow night? Who's the host tomorrow night? Who's the host?
I got Wednesday night service at my church tomorrow. That's the only way I want
to
be on.
I know,
night.
But
yes, sir.
Wednesday
night. Amen.
Tomorrow night is my Wednesday night too. So,
All right, but we got it. We're gonna get it taken care of. But I want to let you know, I love you.
Yes,
I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about
yes,
it until
amen.
Tomorrow night
amen.
Or Thursday. God bless you.
God
bless
you all. All of you, beautiful.
Yes,
enjoy
yes,
tonight. Thank you.
Amen.